the ocean of dua.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication, and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajil fa. Brothers and sisters, in the previous episodes, we have been discussing the different effects of supplication. We said that supplication, first of all, first and foremost, fills out the gaps in human nature, and by filling out these mental gaps even, this brings about grandeur and glory, the sense of glory for the human beings. It is also the cause of self-belief and, of course, believing in the Almighty Allah. And the last of which we discussed was the fact that the very engagement in supplication is a kind of response to our supplications. The Holy Quran says, "Ud'uni astajib lakum." And this ijaba is not depending on anything else. It says only, "Ud'uni." Call unto me and I will answer you. And one aspect of this answer is the mere engagement in supplication. Now, the sixth effect of supplication that we were discussing in the previous episode is that our recognition of the divine knowledge, our understanding of the instructions for this life as well as the other, the instructions that we need for this life and the other in order to inject spirituality in our lives. All these things are to be found in the transmitted supplications of the Ahlul Bayt. So the supplications are definitely among the greatest treasures left by the Ahlul Bayt for their people. Today, we see that no single page of this great library is lost, and this has remained intact, actually. It should be mentioned here that the issue of ziyara is the same as issue of supplication. The supplicant point concerning the ziyara is people's attention towards the dignities of the infallible imams and towards the carrying out of their commands, or else simply repeating these lifeless words will be of no effect. Anyway, if an individual says, when offering ziyara, peace be upon you, it simply means that you are secure in my presence. And you are not going to get any harm from me, from my side. You are secure from my side. Such a person will never commit a sin. And this is the side effect of this salam, this saying peace be upon you. This is because engaging in sins is to destroy the intentions of the infallible imams who have sacrificed their lives so that the Sharia can continue. And committing sin is the most vicious blow to the presence of those great ones. This is the true meaning of salam to the Ahlul Bayt in ziyarat.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, Har khujo mushkil javob onjo ravad. Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo keshti ob onjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ob kamju tishnagi avar bedas. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad ob az bala va pas. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the merciful God will come towards you. Paradise, thank you Allah. Now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So all these advantages we've counted for supplication and ziyarat, besides other advantages, the school of supplication in ziyara tries to establish supreme divine knowledge which has not been raised in the traditions. Therefore, the school of supplication is in fact a kind of educational institute which have sublime objectives in mind, which is of the greatest educational policies of Islam. We see that these supplications are replete with the concepts needed in everyday lives of the believers. And this is the sixth effect of supplication. Up to now, we have counted 6 different effects and actually advantages for supplication. Another effect of supplication is to educate a perfect man. Observing those who have reached the highest point of mental maturation and have gained the climax of virtues, this reveals that these high positions in the divine culture of Islam, these are not a series of idealizations as the feeble-minded ones erroneously assume, and then declare this is not the presence. They refer to the future of which we know nothing, we will enjoy now. This is completely unfounded, however. Of course, anybody who is familiar with the culture of supplication knows for sure that a man cannot have uttered statements in the form of supplication unless he has reached a high degree of knowledge and virtues himself. He must be connected to someone or something. In other words, the very presence of a kind of supplication indicates the highest standard of spirituality. The man standing beside the Arafa mountain invokes his God. أَنْتَ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ غَيْرُكَ تَعَرَّفْتَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ. You are the God whom there is no God other than. You have made yourself known by everything. وَأَنْتَ الَّذِي تَعَرَّفْتَ إِلَيَّ فِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ فَرَأَيْتُكَ ظَاهِرًا فِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. The very one who has uttered these words is saying that I have come to recognize you. You are apparent to me in anywhere I go. This is the high standard of spirituality. And this is what educates a perfect man. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Allah, yeah, Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Yeah, Allah, yeah, Allah, don't let me go astray, 'cause I need